What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And over in Gaza, I think we mentioned this before, 76th Friday protest, 86 Palestinians injured, one slain. And yeah, somehow I got off of the wrong place on my talking points. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. America's factories just suffered their worst month in a decade. And it is the surest sign yet that this trade war with China is hurting the American economy. Manufacturing activity contracted for the second month in a row in September, falling to a level not seen in 10 years. Now, the Institute of Supply Management's closely watched manufacturing index dropped to 47.8 in September, its lowest level since June of 2009. That was right after the crash of the mortgage-backed security fraud. It was worse than what economists had expected. So it's just a bad idea. Okay, we already talked about YouTube blacklisting the video of Hillary lying for 13 minutes straight. And again, if she's not running in 2020, why would they bother? Okay, over in China, outstanding short-term consumer loans in China have grown exponentially over the past decade. Like Americans, they're having to live on their plastic here. Out in Los Angeles, the LA official who dreamed up the restriction on plastic straws says that smoothie drinkers don't need straws. Just blend them a little thinner. You know, just water them down and that'll be fine. You know what's really ironic about all of this? Those plastic straws are recyclable. They really are. The paper straws that are now being mandated are not. It's another classic case of liberals coming up with an idea that sounds really good and they don't think it all the way through. Because you have to burn the paper straws. Carbon! Carbon in the air! There's carbon in the air. And then we have apparently on starting on Tuesday, restaurant managers are going to have to make their smoothies just a little bit thinner, a little bit more watery, creamy. Anyway, so you've got the Democrats, you got the mainstream media, they're rushing to convict Trump of an impeachable offense involving his contact with the president of Ukraine regarding the investigation of Hunter Biden. There's just one small problem they're forgetting. There was a treaty signed between the United States and Ukraine back in 1999 requiring cooperation on criminal investigations. Trump is obeying the law. So is the president of Ukraine. It's a treaty. And remember, a treaty is the highest law of the land outside the Constitution itself. Somebody actually unearthed a photo showing former Vice President Joe Biden and Hunter Biden sharing a round of golf with Devin Archer, who sat on the board of Ukrainian energy firm Burisma Holdings alongside Hunter. And so that's now getting on out there and proving that, yeah, there was a relationship there. There really, really was. Apparently, Andrew Scheer has a conservative media reporter arrested for being conservative here. Here's an interesting little article. This came out of Blacklisted News, and it's repeating something that I'm saying. It turns out that there's a guy named Roger William Farmington, and he's a photographer. He may or may not work for the CIA. The rumors go both ways, but he is considered an almost identical twin for Jeff Epstein. And so the new theory is that it was he who was wheeled out on the gurney to have a picture taken. Because remember, when you wheel out a dead body from someplace, you normally cover the face. And when they reeled out who we are told was Epstein from the jail cell where he supposedly committed suicide, the face was left uncovered and photographed. And so this article is saying they think it's actually Roger William Farrington and that Jeff Epstein is still alive. And I tend to agree with that. He was looking at a lot of time in jail. He was looking at $400 million class action lawsuit. For $400 million, I'd fake my own death. So, don't worry, I'd take you with me. Just got stink face from Claire here. Okay. So, heartbroken Nancy Pelosi is fast-tracking impeachment. As you're aware, up until now, she's been saying, no, 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 we don't want to do this. It's someplace we don't want to go. Now, all of a sudden, fast-tracking. Very sad time for our country. We've got to go. We've got to go and do it now. We've got to get track Pelosi impeachment. So what is she up to? What is she up to here? Well, all of a sudden, there are all these weird, what would you call it, sort of hoaxes targeting Pence. And there was this one, it was a racial attack. And there was this middle school student at Emmanuel Christian School in Virginia claimed white boys at the school held her down and cut off her dreadlocks, said she was ugly, and the media wasted no time trying to pin this controversy to Karen Pence, wife of Vice President Mike Pence, because she works there as a part-time teacher. Well, as it turns on out, it was a hoax. It was a complete hoax. And so here is my thinking. We've got Nancy Pelosi getting ready to impeach at high rates of speed, fast-tracking the impeachment. What if at the exact same time she's able to find something impeachable on Mike Pence, so that Mike Pence and Nancy and Red Donald Trump are both impeached at the same time? Who inherits the White House? Speaker of the House, President Pelosi. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree with that. But all of a sudden, she's just wants to fast-track impeachment. And here's the problem. They don't have anything to impeach with. You have to have a high crime or misdemeanor. And a phone call to a foreign head of state does not qualify at that, especially coming under the aegis of that treaty that says cooperation in criminal matters is mandatory between the United States and Ukraine. By the way, Adam Schiff is now out there. He wants transcripts of all the phone calls between Donald Trump and the president of Ukraine. There's only one problem with that. He's now inserting himself into foreign policy, and foreign policy belongs to the State Department, which is part of the executive branch. It could be argued that Schiff is in violation of the Logan Act. So are we looking at a real impeachment or a CIA coup? Because you can bet if there was a lot of money being made with Ukrainian weapons, the CIA was involved. They're involved in everything dirty. The CIA, the Clinton charitable fund, election rigging, definitely there. All right, Morgan Stanley is saying around 40% of investment-grade companies now have obligations that are more consistent with junk ratings. It's getting bad out there. Now, earlier I mentioned that we like to remember the good side of war and tend to ignore the bad side of war. But somebody put up this article about something that happened in the Philippines, and I guess I'm rather sensitive to it because I'm a big fan of the TV show Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates. And it's one of the few things they're showing for free here on this hotel TV. And they did a show about Yamashiro's treasure, which was hidden on the Philippines. But apparently there was this area called Bud-Daho that was the site of a massacre by the United States government. All right, let's take a phone call now from Terry in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, everybody was ganging up on Jim from Chicago this morning. Well, I think he's got some pretty good ideas. He's not right about everything, but that's what the show is. Throw an idea out and get a reaction to it, you know? So I really like him as a caller. And I also wanted to agree with Mark, and that he, when he disagreed with you, that you said Soros was throwing everybody together and thinking they were all going to get along. I think Mark is right in that throwing everybody together and have happened what happened, what is happening in Europe now, destroy the whole society. And then when you come in and take over the world, you can go in and crack down on everybody and you got control.
That's there's a bit of a problem with that, in that you're seeing all of these countries fracture apart. They're not coming together. They're certainly not going to come together under a global leader. They're fracturing. They want to go back to being their own independent countries, like Catalan, for example.
Yeah, but that doesn't further the cause of the globalists when they do that?
No, the globalists want everybody under one global rule. They don't want a planet of 100 different countries each running their own lives.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other point we made this morning was about population control. And when I was a kid, the world population was 2.8 billion and almost 3 billion, not quite. Right now it's 7-point-something billion, right?
Yep.
What happens when it gets to 15 billion? You know, the time in my life, you know, the momentum is building, too, when you look at it progressively, mathematically. So it might, you know, double in a lot less time than it did in my life, you know? I mean, more than doubled my time in my life. In fact, Jacques Cousteau said it tripled so in his lifetime. So what's going to happen when the population gets up to 20 billion, say?
Well, we start eating each other. And I don't mean to be facetious about it, but there was a mathematician by the name of Albert Malthus who pointed out that the technological ability to support a population grows linearly, but the population itself grows exponentially. And so every once in a while in history, you hit this crossover point where the population becomes too great for the existing technology to take care of. It's a problem. You know, I'll be the first one to say overpopulation is a problem, and it's always going to be a problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying.
Right, and, you know, Mark's saying he was against the population control, and he says, but I like the national forests, and I like to go out. I like nature and dogs and all that kind of stuff. Well, you're not going to have any of that when the population gets up to there because the national parks in the United States are already getting trashed. There was a thing on the internet I was reading about how the West is trashed, and you know all the national parks, and that's going to get worse.
Well,
as, it's
not that they're being trashed; it's being that they're being commercialized. That they're opening up the national parks for commercialization, for restaurants and hotels and souvenir shops. And I mean, when I was a kid, I visited the Grand Canyon when it was still the Grand Canyon. And the last time I went there, it was like, you know, a shopping mall with a nice view off to one side.
Of course, money runs the world, you know.
Yes.
That's just the way it is. It's a reality we've got to put it behind. But what about... So like you say, the world's going to destroy itself on its own if it's just left to its own ways, you know.
No, the world is going to be fine. the world is going to be fine. The human population could destroy itself and very possibly might. But then, you know, it's natural for species to go extinct. It's been happening for billions of years. It's going to happen for billions more. And I don't like the idea. I would like to see the world's human population trimmed. Maybe that's why they're planning on a world war. I just don't want to have to be the one to sit there and say, you get to live, you get to die, you get to live, you get to die. Because I like people, and I especially like little children. And I don't want to have to be the one that says, you know, you're not allowed to live because there's too many of you.
I agree. So what's the answer?
The answer is that nature will probably solve the problem for us, as it has at many times in the past. Ebola, look at the Spanish flu. I mean, the Spanish flu went a long way to reducing the Earth's surplus population.
Right, of course, now we've got technology that takes care of stuff like that. But it's also possible that
maybe,
you know, mutations could be
maybe
new.
Not. They've gone up to the Arctic and they've dug up the bodies of people who died from the Spanish flu to bring back that virus. And you have to wonder why they're doing that. Then, of course, you have, the Marburg-style viruses, the filoviruses like Ebola and its variants. There are people who are talking about deliberately creating a pandemic to depopulate the planet. Take your vitamins.
I kind of think man's going to beat them to it when this nuclear technology or weapons starts going off. You know, like you said, you know, we got these tactical nuclear weapons now, and then the first time one of those is used, somebody else is going to use a bigger one. You know, and then that's going to take care of it. But the problem is, we won't get amoeba to come back because of all the radiations for like 200 million years and won't come back as fast.
Well,
that's
not necessarily true. Have you heard of the, there was an epoch in geological history called the Cambrian Explosion. And what it is thought to have happened is there were these very simple primitive life forms in the oceans. They didn't reproduce sexually, so there was no evolution. And somewhere nearby in the galaxy was an event called a gamma ray burst. And it basically killed everything on the surface of the Earth and for several feet down into the ocean. But what was left over was mutated and learned how to trade genetic material, and that's what led to the Cambrian explosion of life. You know, when that happened, trilobites were the most advanced life forms on planet Earth.
How long ago did that explosion go off?
They're figuring about 3 billion years.
That's not very long. You know, we think of the scheme of things, but
astronomically,
I had some advice a friend of mine gave me about if I thought there's too many people on Earth, pick out the tallest building around, go to the top, and then wait for a banker to come by. And
that was my advice. That was my advice.
Yeah, I got to remember that.
Tell everybody. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, I made my point, and thanks for everything, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, you got thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Coming up on a commercial break, before we get there, though, China, I apologize. The FAST radio telescope is no longer going to be the world's largest. They are building these powerful radio telescopes in South Africa that are just, they're gargantuan. They're going to go online next year, and they have thousands of individual dishes and approximately 1 million low-frequency antennas at their disposal. Now, that would be fun to play with, and I would want to be listening to AM and FM broadcasts on alien worlds with that thing. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back.
Yeah. Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and please send in money to RBN. If you don't, I'm going to have to go outside and melt this Santa Claus statue that's standing outside this window of this here hotel. All righty, so let's see. What were we talking about? A bunch of different stuff here. Okay, this is a little bit of good news, and I was rather glad to hear it. Apparently, the New York Met is returning a stolen golden coffin to Egypt. Now, the coffin was fraudulently sold to the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art, and they have decided to repatriate it. And it's another example of the growing international efforts to combat the black market in antiquities. And I think that's a very good thing. I think the artifacts of a civilization ought to be where the civilization was. Now, I've been to the British Museum, and I really did like it. I got to see a lot of cool things there. I got to see the Elgin Marbles. I got to see the Ashurbanipal sculptures. I got to see the Rosetta Stone. But at the same time, I'm wandering around all these halls and realizing all this stuff got stolen by the British Empire and used as justification for going into these countries. So I'm glad there's some repatriation going on because it does belong in Egypt. It really does. It really does. Okay, a new study out of the University of Salzburg has revealed that 7 out of 10 Austrians believe that Islam is not compatible with the Western world. They surveyed 1,200 people, discovered that an overwhelming majority of the population are greatly worried about the effect Islam is having on Austria, with 80% of those surveyed saying they wanted Muslims to be monitored more closely. And, of course, apparently 59% of participants said they were afraid that the Muslims were terrorists here. Okay, we already talked about racism in reverse. Oh, here's a good one. This is over in Sadiq Khan's London. There's a 16-strong knife gang targeted a group of young athletes in London's Finsbury Park, robbing and threatening to kill the white people in the group, but telling the black people with them, "You're good." Now, these 6 victims were walking home through the eponymous park, found they were being tailed by one of the gang on a bike, and there were 16 of them. They circled them, and they picked one of the victims off to the side and said, "Give me your phone or I will stab you. Put in your Apple Pay password." That would have been a little tricky for me. I don't use Apple Pay. Charles Nenner is saying gold will hit $2,500 next year, which will make spring worth about $16 here. And meanwhile, of course, as you know, the media has just been going totally gaga with Greta Thunberg and, oh, the climate is collapsing. It's the end of the world. You've got to do what we tell you to do here. And again, they're ignoring all these other stories, like the Houthis and the Saudis and the 3 Lost Brigades. Now, that's a real black eye. That's a real black eye. And I am concerned about that story that Claire sent with me about how Saudi Arabia is saying that they will recognize the state of Israel if the United States helps them with Iran, which means war with Iran is on. They're just looking for an excuse. So be on the lookout for a false flag. Another attack on a refinery, another attack on a U.S. base. The United States can't just say, "Oh, we're going to go attack somebody just because we feel like it," because we are not those kind of people. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about this fire commission that has issued a statement demanding or recommending a new investigation of the World Trade Tower collapse because of the clear evidence of explosives used in the building. Amazingly enough, they have an unusual ally over at CNBC. Anchor Ron Insana was out there saying there's no question Building 7 was a controlled implosion. He was apparently there near the building when it came on down, and he was saying, "If it tips this way, I'm dead. If it tips the other way, our studio is dead. If it tips that way," so forth and so on. But of course, Building 7 never tipped. It came straight down into its own footprint, the classic sign of a controlled implosion. And my guess is by now Ron Insana is now looking for new employment here. So the corporate media is out there screaming about the Trump's phone call, which is mandated by treaty, and they're ignoring the money laundering by the Clinton crime capo, Joe Biden. Because that's what this is really all about. Weapon sales to Ukraine and laundering the money. But we don't talk about that because Democrats did that. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Show here and... I mean, what a thing to be known for around the world. You know, we build bigger bombs than anybody else. Actually, we don't. Russia did. Russia built a 100 megaton nuclear weapon called the Tsar bomb, and they were so scared of it, they only set it off at half levels. All right, we already talked about the 91 volcanoes below the Antarctic ice sheet and how we should completely ignore all those active volcanoes and just trust Al Gore when he tells us that it's our plastic straws and our plastic bags and our SUVs that are causing the planet to warm up here. Meanwhile, the planet is warming really hard over in California, Oregon, Washington, and Oregon, where they have been hit with an historic winter snow storm. It's kind of a weird weather pattern here right now. Here in the east, it's unusually warm. Out in the west, oh boy, 40 inches of snow in Montana. It is a February storm as of yesterday, still in September. I know that today is the 1st of October, but it's just amazing here. Let me slide this down here. Something's gone weird with this thing here. Now, interestingly enough, there has been yet another major ransomware attack. This one hit Durant, who's one of the world's largest manufacturers of hearing aids, and they're being told that to get their data back will cost $95 million. And apparently it hit the company just a few days ago. And this marks one of the most significant losses caused by cybersecurity incidents outside of the NotPetya ransomware outbreak, which incurred companies like shipping giant Maersk and courier service FedEx losses of over $300 million each. Now, here is my question. There's a lot of money being lost here. Huge losses. Significant losses of money, and nobody in the government does a thing about it. These aren't kids in their parents' basement. This is nation-state activity. These are governments plundering their own people as they're running out of money to fight the wars. All righty. Apparently, a study reveals the Internet of Things vulnerability to cyber attacks is increasing and includes things like gas pumps and smart meters, none of which I would have in my home. For that very reason, there's a lot of cybercrime out there and nobody is doing a thing about it. It's like it's open season on us computer users. Yeah, sure, go ahead, raid their laptop, who cares? Now just make sure we get a piece of the action. We get a piece of the action here. Get something good off the laptop, you got to share it with us, or something bad going to happen to you. It's a nice computer you got there. Be a shame if something happened to it. Anyway, there's another ransomware out there called the Ouroboros ransomware. And apparently, there is a free decryption system available for it. And my hat is off to all those white hat hackers who are able to crack these ransomwares and make the keys available for free. And why is it private citizens who are doing this rather than the government? Where's the NSA? They're supposed to be the experts. They're supposed to be the guys who can figure out how all the cyber malware is working, figure out how to make it work. Where are they? Why is it being left to amateurs to solve these problems? You think about that one for a while tonight. Apparently, in the next Linux kernel, there is going to be a lockdown module that will limit high-privileged users, even root, from tampering with some kernel functionality. Now, that worries me. One of the things I like about Linux is that you can get in there and just play with it and do whatever you want with it. But now, all of a sudden, Linux is going to have a locked-off section. You're not allowed to go there, mein Freund. That part of Linux is off-limits, you Schweinhund. Which tells us that NSA is probably getting in there as well. Okay, apparently dealing with the arbitrary gender barriers, urinals are now being banned in Portland municipal building. They're tearing them out. Going to have just stalls and seats, no urinals, to remove the arbitrary barriers in a gender-neutral quest. We want everything to be gender neutral, so the little urinals are going to have to go here. You watch, those are going to be collector's items. They're going to show up on American Pickers in about another year. Okay, there is a doctor, Dr. Walsh, who has pointed out something very alarming. You know this drug that they're giving to children to delay puberty while they make up their mind what gender they are? It's the exact same drug used to castrate sex offenders. This is coming from NBC, which, by the way, calls it healthcare. They're giving these little kids the same drug that they give to sex offenders to chemically castrate them. And by the way, the stuff is dangerous. More children are dying from gender-bending pharmaceuticals than from guns. But the liberals could care less. Guns are bad. We've got to take the guns. Oh, so the kid died from the gender. Well, obviously he couldn't make up his mind about his gender or her gender or whatever. It just chop him up, sell the organs. But we've got to get the guns. We have to get the guns. I mean, talk about your priorities being screwed up. Amazing. Speaking of guns, if you are a hunter and it's getting into hunting season, you need to be aware. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning hunters that deer with tuberculosis can transmit the bacteria to humans. Now, the report stems from a case in Michigan in 2017 where a 77-year-old man who had no exposure to people or countries with endemic tuberculosis came down with the disease after shooting and eating a deer that had the bacteria. So you've got to be very, very careful about that. All righty, and let's see. I think I already mentioned that, the powerful radio telescopes in South Africa. I don't know why this page is jumping all over the place today, but it is. Talked about the mummy. My mummy done told you. Okay, here is something that is really kind of cool. You have no doubt been hearing from the liberals on TV, you know, you got to cut out the red meat. Red meat is bad for you. It's using up the planet's resources. It'll kill you. It's bad for you. You've got to eat nothing but vegetables here. Well, these commercials are being put out by the producers of vegetables because apparently a group of leading scientists in Canada, Spain, and Poland have basically taken a look over the eating advice adopted by health organizations around the world. And in their paper, they analyzed past studies of how eating meat affected the health of more than 4 million people. They found zero evidence, zip, nada, none, that eating beef, pork, and lamb could increase the rates of heart disease, cancer, stroke, or type 2 diabetes. It was just an advertising campaign to get you to stop buying beef and start buying vegetables, if you will. So we're getting cheeseburgers tonight. Over in Italy, they're declaring an emergency. The Mont Blanc Glacier is about to collapse. It's already sliding 50 to 60 centimeters each day. And they're saying it's only a matter of time before it lets go. I remember seeing a video a while back of a glacier letting go. It was the size of Manhattan Island, and it just slid off the ice cap and into the ocean. So I'm sure they're probably going to have cameras on this. But according to the report, this is a slab of some 250,000 cubic meters of ice, and it's about ready to break off the rest of the glacier. So that will be spectacular. But Italy has declared an emergency because obviously when that much ice hits the water, it's going to be generating, effectively a tsunami. All over the place. I remember seeing a video where it was just this little harbor in Alaska, and everything was fine. And all of a sudden, on the far side, big chunk of ice let go, hit the water, big wave came across and just threw all the boats up on the shore. All righty, over in Europe, villagers are starting to put large boulders on the sidewalks in front of their homes to discourage the homeless. And even worse, they're digging up trenches. Trench warfare has come back to Europe to keep the travelers' caravans away. So forget about nice flat lawns and grass. They're digging these huge trenches, just like they did in World War I. Census data reveals there are 22 million illegals living in America right now. Ooh, New York is going to fine me $250,000. Democrats are working to make sure all of them can vote and that all of them will vote Democratic. All righty. Did that one here. The popular heartburn drug Zantac has now been pulled off the market. You probably took it. A lot of people did. Millions of Americans who take it. It's for heartburn, and you're going to have to look for an alternative. I would go for Tums myself. Apparently, the company that makes Zantac announced it's halting distribution of it because it was discovered by the FDA that ranitidine, which is the real name of Zantac, contains low levels of a substance that could cause cancer. But that's okay. That's good for the cancer industrial complex. They can make money. All right. If you were to go over to Mercola.com, they are showing the documentary Vaxxed for free through the 3rd of October. That's 2 days from now. Now, I own a copy of this, and it is a very good documentary about how vaccine safety is undermined and suppressed and the harm of vaccines hidden from you. Why? Well, because it makes money, and if it makes money, it's a good thing. But for the next 3 days, you can watch it on Mercola. Now, interestingly enough, this comes out of my old haunt, JPL. Astronomers have spotted three giant black holes on a collision course. And the unusual system was captured by several observatories, three NASA space telescopes. Pardon me, says that we were only looking for pairs of black holes at the time, and yet through our selection technique, we stumbled across this amazing system. So there's, now, don't have to get worried, don't have to get nervous, not going to happen for a while. You'll be long gone by the time it happens, but it will be spectacular when it does let go. Okay. We already talked about New York. Somebody's going to have to take that to the Supreme Court. $250,000 in fines for using the term illegal aliens. Okay, now, a while back we were talking about the so-called sugar daddy dating sites. These are dating sites that young women are turning to where they will pair up with a gentleman of means, if you will, and in exchange for sex, the gentleman will help pay for their college costs, which are high and rising rapidly. Well, there's a new wrinkle because apparently teachers, unable to live on their salaries from the schools, are also turning to the sugar daddy dating site. We're turning into one giant country of prostitution. Not that I personally have an issue with prostitution, but when it's being coerced and forced this way for economic reasons, yeah, then I got a problem. So it used to be the students, and now it's the teachers using these sugar daddy sites. That's a little sick. I mean, these teachers are so critical to the development of our children. We should be taking better care of them. But if you look at the budget of any school district, all the money is at the top, goes to the superintendent, goes to this official, goes to that official. And that's why you have teachers and students out in front of the local supermarket selling brownies so they can raise money for pencils and paper. All righty. Nearly half of America's homeless people live in California. Four of the five American cities with the greatest incidences of unsheltered homelessness are in the Golden State. California has become the mecca for socialism and the liberal utopia, and it's certainly turning into it. Now, San Francisco is trying to pull out all the stops to fight homelessness, except actually making housing more affordable. Apparently, that one annoyed the bankers. And so they're fighting homelessness, again, putting boulders on the sidewalks so the homeless can't sleep there. I remember when we were staying at the hotel in Oahu, getting ready to go to the airport, and there were benches in front of the bus stops, and they all had these rails over the top so you couldn't lie down on them. Meanwhile, Los Angeles leaders want Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom to declare a state of emergency as homeless camps threaten to overtake the Golden State. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Open, you know, homeless land is a new theme park attraction at Disneyland? Going to declare a bounty on the homeless? It's not like there's something that they can do. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Great Britain and Iran set up what was called the Instex trade mechanism in order to bypass U.S. sanctions. And, of course, the U.S. threw a tantrum. And now 8 more countries have decided to join the Instex mechanism for trade with Iran. And what I predicted was going to happen is happening. The U.S. is acting like the world's bully. that they're the indispensable country, and the rest of the world is learning how to get along just fine without them. And that's illustrated by this next story, because the U.S. blacklist on Huawei backfired. Huawei is now building their 5G base stations without any American-made parts. They found other suppliers. The U.S. had this attitude as, you can't build 5G without our equipment. Huawei said, we sure as heck can, and we are. So the world is learning how to get along without the United States. Now, over at Credit Suisse, there's a bit of a scandal underway involving it was a spy scandal originally in Swiss banking. It's taken an even darker tone as the Credit Suisse contractor who hired private detectives to follow a former top executive has died supposedly of suicide. Now, Swiss financial blog Inside Paradeplatz first reported on the man's death, identifying him only as T, and noting that he shot himself last Tuesday as the spy scandal started to break. Okay, just think about it. This is a guy on the verge of succeeding on this contract that he's got. Why would he kill himself? It just does not make any sense whatsoever. All righty. Now, okay, General Motors is closing 5 plants. They're laying off 15,000 workers. Want to know what the golden parachute is for their CEO is? $22 million. I do think the wealth disparity in this country is a little out of control. I mean, they're closing 5 plants because the GM workers wanted a little bit of a raise. They're laying off the 15,000 workers. And Mary Barra might be the most unpopular CEO in America. She's heading off to her retirement with $22 million. It's just insane. It is just insane. Alrighty. Okay, British employees are now deliberately sabotaging workplace robots over fears the machines will take their jobs, according to a new study. Now, there is nothing new about this. Back in the 19th century, early displaced factory workers would take their wooden shoe, called sabot, and throw it into the gears of the knitting machines to wreck them, hence the word sabotage. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Tell everybody you know about RBN. Tell everybody you know about whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate if at all possible. We need the help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 at heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.